Hello and welcome back to the Greater Greener Georgia podcast. My name is Christian, and today we explore the intersection of environmental stewardship and community advocacy with our guest, Tamara Zacks. Tamara shares with us her journey to preserve a historical community park and reminds us that regardless of background, anyone can be an advocate for environmental change. But before we get into the conversation, don't forget to hit that like button and subscribe. Hey, Tammy. So we've got to have a great conversation offline, but I want you to introduce yourself to our listeners and to our viewers and tell us a little bit about your background and how you got involved in this project.
Thank you, Christian. Thanks for having me. I have a normal corporate job that keeps me very busy. My association with Bagley Park was very random. It's a place where I walked my dog for many, many years. He just passed away. He was 18. And we walked there his entire life. So this park is really someplace that's close to my heart. But I noticed over the years that there was a lot of neglect in the park. And, you know, I got engaged, I think, really back in 2018, when there was a lot of trash all over the parking lot, and it was coming out of the dumpster, and people that were walking there, everybody was complaining about it. And I just decided to take matters into my own hands and reach out to Better Call Harry. And he showed up, and with his support, we engaged with the mayor's office, which was Keisha Bottoms at the time, and we successfully addressed the issue. So really after that, I became really eager to become an advocate for the well-being of the park. It seemed like there was always something, from erosion to drainage issues. And I really delved into trying to understand the intricacies of how the city parks and recreation teams work. And I immersed myself really in learning about how I could effectively sort of champion the preservation of this urban green space.
That's amazing. And let me just start by commending you. I don't think many people are this involved in their neighborhood and their community. I definitely think that communities are driven by the people living there. So tell us a little bit about the history of Bagley Park, because I did a little research of my own and I was just, it's a wealth of history there.
I'm not a historian. And so much of, you know, what I know can certainly be found online at the Buckhead Heritage Society site and other articles. But the Buckhead Heritage Society has truly been historians for the Black history in Buckhead. So I definitely encourage the listeners to go and read about it. But from what I know, situated in this green space, once called Macedonia Park, as you said, was a subdivision of about 50 African-American families. It was complete with grocery stores, churches, a saloon, and they were brought to this area by Mr. William Bagley, who, you know, after a tragedy up in the north, he helped them come here and build a sense of community. They were thriving. They were housekeepers. They were chauffeurs. They were yardmen. They were working. It was a working class neighborhood. In the 1940s, Garden Hills began to develop their community right next door, or right basically within that area, now known as a park. And they were concerned about the lack of sewage in Macedonia Park. And the city essentially, for pennies on the dollar, bought up all of the property, leaving many of these families homeless. So it's quite a sad story. At that point, the city tore down the homes, and all that was really left was a cemetery in the front of the park.
Wow. So what today, what does this area look like? What's going on, and what's potentially threatening this land today?
Before we talk about, and I don't want to use the word threat, but I do want to talk about what this park is and why it's important for the community in general. There's all different types of parks in the city, right? There's neighborhood parks, there's regional parks, there's state parks, and in this case, it's called a community park. So what does that mean by definition? I'm going to give you the city definition. It really means that this park serves a broader area and population. It's not just the local neighborhood of Garden Hills. They don't own the park. They don't manage the park. They just happen to surround, Garden Hills happens to surround this park. The focus of a community park is more on meeting community-based recreational and social needs, such as tennis, in this case, youth baseball, as well as preserving unique landscapes and open spaces, which is my direct focus. So what's happening now, and my concern, as well as the wider community, is that the lower park, which is what is considered the nature preserve, is being used for parking for other entities within the park. This poses a problem for the pedestrians who are simply trying to take a walk in the park or have a picnic, or just use the green space. So realistically, using the term community park, again, as defined by the city, makes this green space entity obsolete because it's being used for parking over 9 months of the year. The supporters want this closed off to any cars, and we want to build up the green space, and we want to honor the history. So that's what we are talking about today.
I love that. I absolutely love that. And yeah, you know, we just being in Atlanta alone, we know preserving our green spaces is just becoming ever more challenging because there, as more people flux into the city, we get overpopulated and there's little space that we can actually just enjoy the green space.
Well, and it is happening quickly, right? I mean, Buckhead is growing leaps and bounds. So let me say that there are three communities that surround this park. So there are over 40,000 people within a 10-minute walk of this park. That is the only green space available to those 40,000 people. Plus, right? Plus all the construction happening. Literally a block away from this park, there is a 400 multi-unit building, structure going up, which should be ready in the next year or two. I'm not really sure how long it's going to take, but that's 400 more people that are going to want to come there and play tennis or walk their babies. So this issue needs to be paid attention to.
Now, I didn't have this originally as one of our questions, but just because you and I have talked offline and had some interesting conversations, you talked to me a little bit about an art project that you were working on in relation to the park. And I want to know more about that, if you don't mind sharing.
It's a little bit of flux right now. But over the years that I walked there, when I first started walking there, there was a lovely woman who used to walk her corgis there. And she was always picking up like pottery in the park, and I never knew what it was, but I knew she was taking it home, and she was an artist. So she was making little tables and things. And I don't know why she never told me what it was, but after a while I figured out that right when it would rain, I would find myself these pieces of pottery and glass and china. And it was from the old homesteads that lived there. I found full bottles, medicinal bottles, all different types of pottery in China. So I started just collecting it. And, you know, as I got deeper involved in the park and emotionally attached to it, I realized, you know, part of this story are these remnants. And so I would like to, I don't know if we build a totem or what we do, but we create a piece of art with these remnants along with telling the story of what those are and what happened in that park.
I think that's amazing. As an artist myself, I'm captivated. I hope that reaches some other folks. There are multiple ways to tell a story, and I think that is probably one of the most authentic and real ways to share just the history of that park is by the remnants that are left there. That's great.
Agreed.
Tell our listeners, what can people who want to support this area or people in the neighborhood or who live near the park, what can they do now? What actions?
Wow. first and foremost, they could come to the park and experience it for themselves, because it's when you walk there, it is such a quiet, I mean, other than certain times, but it is such a quiet, I mean, you feel the ghosts. That's all I can say. There's old trees there that are amazing, and you could sit there quietly and the wind blows and you don't even know that you're sitting in the heart of the city. So I say come experience it. Get involved. We have partnerships with Park Pride, Trees Atlanta, as well as beautiful gardens, perennial gardens that need upkeep. Right now, that community involvement is imperative. We would be happy to have you. So certainly reach out. I would like voters to write our Commissioner of Parks, Justin Cutler, and to write City Councilman Howard Shook. So we also have a change.org petition. It's under Bagley Park Wildlife Preserve and Pedestrian Preserve. So I would love to see that signed. And people just show their support. I mean, writing a letter to the Commissioner of Parks and Councilman Shook is huge. They want to hear from you. They want to know how you feel about things. So we need to be our own advocates, and those things would be really helpful at this point.
And just to let our listeners and our viewers know, the Georgia Conservation Voters Education Fund Instagram has also posted and shared this petition and other ways to take action. So if you do follow us, click the link in our bio, and it's a link tree that'll send you right to the petition. So, Tammy, there's a little game that I like to play before we get off. This is, I find this interesting, especially people like yourself who are, involved in their community. If you could pitch one piece of policy or legislation to the Georgia State Legislature, what changes to political, social, or economic landscape of Georgia would you make? What would be that piece of legislation and why?
Hopefully this answers your question. I mean, I'm advocating for fair and just allocation of funds for urban parks and green spaces in Atlanta. Despite its rich history, Bagley Park has been neglected in terms of funding possibly since the park's inception in the 1940s. There's never been any work done in there. Although funds have recently been earmarked for us, we're facing hurdles due to conflicting interests within the park, as I somewhat discussed regarding the parking. We possess an approved vision plan, yet we're unable to implement it at this point until Commissioner Cutler and City Councilman Shook reach an agreement regarding the park's future. What does this mean exactly? As I previously mentioned, our vision as a community is to transform these 6 acres into a nature preserve and a walking area, necessitating the removal of all parking facilities within the zone. I think the city also needs to recognize this as a historic legacy park within the city of Atlanta and honor its rich history. There should be signage explaining the story of the lost community of African Americans. And, so that's probably a little more than you were asking for.
Oh, that's great. that's better than expected. I love that. Let's talk about pitching that in next Georgia legislature, next year's session. Tammy, thank you so much for your time. Is there anything else you want to leave our viewers or our listeners with?
I mean, just know this, regarding the history of African Americans in Buckhead alone, I believe there's 20 cemeteries around Buckhead. Many of them have been turned around and upkept, and as the one in this park has as well. But know that where these people resided, there's homes built everywhere now on top of all this land. The only space left, this is this little 6 acres where there aren't homes. So I really I really believe it's important, and I hope that the listeners and viewers do as well, that we make this a special place for everybody. So that's really it.
Sammy, thank you so much for your time. I look forward to many more conversations with you. And once again, for our listeners, if you liked this content, please comment, share, subscribe, follow, all of those things. And thank you for joining this episode of Greater Greener Georgia.
Thank you for your support.